to What is Going Om's Synchronize Your Energies, the show that provides clear insights into the rapidly shifting energies that are upgrading human consciousness and evolving life on planet Earth. Each month, hosts Sandy Sedgbeer, Susie Miller, and Lee Harris share their observations and awarenesses and offer a stable means of synchronizing your energy fields so you can thrive, not just survive, during these tumultuous times. Here's your hosts, Sandy Sedgbeer, Susie Miller, and Lee Harris.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer.
I'm Lee Harris.
And I'm Susie Miller.
And you're listening to the August edition of Synchronize Your Energies, the show where you not only get to eavesdrop on how the current shifts in energy and consciousness are affecting us all, but you also get to synchronize your energies with a powerful energy process from Susie to support you in navigating September with comfort and ease. So, Lee, let's start with you this month. What have you been noticing and experiencing?
Well, you know, it's funny. 2 days ago, a very good friend of mine who works in the transformational field and, you know, is a bit of a seasoned pro with all of this stuff, left me a phone message and went, "What the hell is going on? I feel like I'm bipolar." And, you know, what she was describing was, you know, the going from, she said, feeling euphoric and good straight into depression and then back out again and back into, shit, I can't quite keep up with what's going on. And, you know, I just kind of reassured her and said, "Oh, don't worry, you're perfect. That's, you know, going round." Not necessarily the euphoria into depression, but these extremes. And I said, for me, it's been showing up as feeling very able to generate energy and then completely exhausted. And not being able to fight when I'm exhausted, which is good. And the exhaustion will last a couple of hours, sometimes a bit longer, and then it passes. So for me personally, what I feel this period of time is helping me to do is to surrender more than I ever probably have been able to so far in my life, to just really go with the energy, to cancel plans that don't feel right, which in a way is something I've practiced for many years, but there is this deepening right now. I feel like things that we perhaps used to adopt as self-growth or spiritual practices or ways of being in the past, and we would apply them as like exercises to improve our life. It's like now, no, it's no longer about exercises or solving a problem. It's kind of, I think for many people, we're now thrust right into the heart of it. And if you are willing to go with the energetics, it will give you a completely new experience than ever before. But it's a little challenging to surrender to it and to not want to think, you know, which we all typically can do, what's wrong? Why haven't I got energy? Or why do I feel depressed? Or, you know, and usually when we get into the questioning, it's just us trying to avoid what the state is. But in the surrender, you really kind of get to ride the wave and come back up through the wave again. So that's kind of how I've been experiencing it. It's been very interesting. And then within all of that, you know, hugely good things happening too, that in the moment that they happen feel very connected to the future and very connected to, I would say, a more collaborative world. So for example, let's say 5 years ago, something good might have happened, for example, around my work. Maybe some kind of personal healing might have happened for me around that. Oh, that's great. Well, that's a nice feeling of acceptance or being invited into a community I haven't been invited into before. That's nice. You know, it gives you a personal healing. Now, I don't really have that happen anymore. It's much more a feeling of, and this could just be a personal thing, but I suspect it's going around for other people too, this feeling of kind of feeling grateful when I am feeling that community web that we're getting to be a part of. It feels like the community web is just continuing to get stronger, even in the face of division and separation and control, yada, 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 you know, that stuff that you'll see if you turn on the news, which will feed it to you in a nice fear blanket. But actually what I'm experiencing, both around people who are working on behalf of a more inclusive, humane society in areas such as politics or activism, but equally just in everyday community, I'm seeing and experiencing people just coming together more, and that vulnerability that I think has risen for all of us is definitely beginning to galvanize a little more trust and a little more intimacy. And of course, there will be days where you don't feel like that, or you'll meet a group of people who aren't exhibiting that. But that's the change I'm noticing. And sure, some of it's personal evolution for me at my age, but some of it feels like the age that we are in right now. And it's very heartening to see and experience those moments. It gives me a sense of peace and presence when it hits me that I've never felt at this level before. And in that moment of peace and presence, nothing matters. And it doesn't mean people don't matter or feelings, but just nothing matters. It's kind of this oneness energy that, yes, I remember predicting in an energy update many months ago that people would start dropping into this more. And I am now having the direct experience of more and more of that coming in my own life, which is really, it's really, really good.
I think you've just given a perfect representation, actually, of, you know, what is going on. I think we tend to forget that we are in a roller coaster time, and we are going to have, you know, those extremes where one minute we're down and the next minute we're up, and in between we can kind of settle into some place where we can glimpse the purpose, or, you know, the presence in that moment.
Feels very much like the ups and downs are getting much more compressed, or they have been getting much more compressed even over the last years. And it's during that time, it seems like we had the opportunity to, you know, where do we go instead of being in the up or the down? You know, it's like, where do we find ourselves? How do we navigate that? Where do we go within ourselves to be in the up or to be in the down? And it feels like that is that place, whatever that is, that feels like it's the place that kind of connects us all. That's the place of that oneness. It feels like every time I know in my own experience over the last month, every time I kind of connect into, like, what's behind the up and what's behind the down, you know, there's a Susie there, right? There's some aspect, there's some part of me there that is witnessing or trying to witness and watch that whole thing, all of it. And so when I go there, there just seems to be a deeper peace. That's the access point for me anyway, of how to navigate that. And what I noticed in this last month really caught my attention for the first time is some of the things that have been tried and true triggers, you know, this said a particular way, or this said by a particular person. You know, you just know that you're going to go into a trigger. I was really interested this month in how, like, the witnessing of that was there, but then it was almost like that other part, whatever's behind, you know, whether you call that the witness or whatever you want to call that part of ourselves that's supporting the navigation of all of this, it's almost like that stepped forward more than it ever has. And I just watched the trigger just kind of diminish. And I'm not saying that it'll be that way, you know, next week, but I noticed, especially in this last week, going, oh, okay, that, all right, that's a good place for me to stay, is kind of, I don't know, it's, you know, that space I'm talking about?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was interesting, too. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Sandy.
No, please continue, Lee.
Well, it's funny, this to me pisses off what you just said, Susie. I just recorded my September energy update video a few days ago, and it will come out next week, on Monday or Tuesday. And the theme that came up for September, which was a bit of a surprise to me because I'm not really feeling this at this moment, was the theme of power. And the message that I got was that power is going to be an overarching theme in September. And so, yes, even as I said the word, because when I deliver those messages, I can feel how people are responding, which is what leads me as to where to go next intuitively. And even as I said the word, I felt people like triggered by the word because, of course, of power abuse, misuse of power, whether that's our own or other people towards us historically or now. But the message was really that authentic power and our authentic expression of who we are in the world, which really is a way of understanding our authentic power. You know, so authentic Sandy looks like you, Sandy, saying what you need to say in order to move the energy in your life and the lives of others. And same with me, same with Susie. So it was really interesting because I thought, oh, yeah, that for me, just if I look at my own personal journey, and obviously it's different for all of us how these energies show up in our own personality and our own timing in life. That made sense with this kind of deep clearing, cleansing, detox period of the last couple of months. I thought, oh yeah, a bit more authentic power feels like it makes sense. And another aspect was people just being more willing to share their gifts with the world, whether that's the gift of truth telling, the gift of a book that you're writing, the gift of volunteering somewhere nearby, but doing it without the hesitation or the fear that you might have had about it 6 months or a year ago.
Oh, Lee, you are
absolutely
right. You really are.
You nailed it. Nailed it.
Just two nights ago, I had a situation that occurred that came out of the blue, totally unexpected, and within a minute, something like a 35, maybe 40 year friendship, which really was past its sell-by date, but you know, I was hanging in there for a variety of reasons, none of them really, you know, sensible ones. I just said, I think we're done. And the words came out of my mouth and there was nothing there other than, you know what, I think we're done, that's it. And then it was gone and I felt so good about it. And afterwards, I thought, how come it's taken you so long to do that? And it was just, it was that moment of being present and being totally authentic rather than dissembling or, you know, trying to make somebody feel better about a situation. It was just, no, I think we're done. So, authenticity is definitely on the table this month.
And that relationship to power, you know, it's like, you know, and like you say, like where we hold back, you know, our own awareness or our own empowerment, you know, being empowered to love or being empowered to speak or being empowered to, you know, hold a truth that it may be true just for us, but nevertheless, it's true. There's something, I was just smiling the whole time you were talking, Lee, because I felt like this whole month it's been one opportunity after another to take a look at power and empowerment, you know, and especially, you know, in the ways that we also empower, you know, not that it's our job to empower others necessarily, or but the way in which we give energy back to others, that I've just been looking at this empowerment and power from all these different points of view. And and also, you know, paying really close attention to, I'm not much of a TV watcher or news watcher or that kind of thing, but I have been really fascinated by you know, some of the things that are going around in the news right now and around that abuse of power. I mean, it feels like it's just getting so heightened. It's just so in the collective face, so to speak. But I think it's also just giving us a really great opportunity is, where do we feel okay in our power? Where don't we feel okay in our power? And how do we move from not feeling okay to feeling okay? Can we be compassionate towards ourselves in that process? You know, how do we navigate that? And what does that actually look like as a truth, as part of our own authenticity? So, it's been a month of that for sure.
One of the things that I've noticed is how some of these themes show up. And sometimes they, you know, show up very personally, directly in our face. And other times, certainly for me, I find it shows up in a completely kind of one step removed fashion. Mm-hmm. You're talking about power. We're talking about empowerment. You know, obviously, I'm reading different books every single week for all the shows that I do. But this week, especially, I've been reading about power, abuse of power, you know, how we take back our power, not just for us, but, you know, for humanity as well. And so for me, a lot of that, although I've had little examples of it personally in my life, a lot of it, I've been getting the opportunity to think about it without necessarily having to experience any huge ups and downs around it.
Interesting. It's funny, there's a story that I just experienced that comes to mind, but I think we're probably due to go to a break any minute, aren't we?
We certainly are. You're listening to What Is Going On's monthly Synchronize Your Energy show, in which energy guide, author, channeler, and musician Lee Harris, visionary speaker, author, and multidimensional seer Susie Miller, and me, Sandy Sedgbeer, engage in an intimate, off-the-cuff sharing of what the cosmic energies have been stirring up for us this month. We'll be back with more after this break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound, sir?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome back to the Synchronize Your Energies show with me, Sandy Sedgbeer.
Lee Harris.
And me, Susie Miller.
Lee, you were going to say something just before we were going to the break. Can you remember what it was?
I was a bit thrown there. I was recovering from that Family Fire advert, which always, whenever I hear it, I'm like, oh, Jesus, you know? Anyway. I always forget it's coming. It was interesting. It kind of something you just were saying. I realized just a few days ago I had one of those teachable moments in life, where I was in the gym in the morning, and, you know, I go there every morning of the week, and I was stretching at the end and chatting to, you know, someone I chat to every morning, a good friend. And a guy that we know there, not very well, but, you know, occasionally we'll talk to him and it's always easy kind of banter. He came over and at some point, somehow, we moved on to politics. And I don't quite know how we got there because that's not a conversation I bring to the gym or anything really. And all of a sudden, I found myself in a heated exchange with him about Donald Trump. And it was interesting because he basically, I can't remember how he brought it up, but he started saying, well, thank God Trump has saved our economy. And I made some comment like, I don't even remember what it was, but something like, yeah, I wish he would save a few other things too. And he started to tell me why Trump was so much better than Obama in a very patriarchal, dominating way. And as he was telling me this, because he was, and I said, yeah, my issue with Trump is humanity. I said, and I don't think that it's a good situation for any country to have a leader who clearly doesn't have a good emotional moral compass when it comes to the well-being of others. Mm. And again, he spun it around on money, and I said, you know, I don't know enough about the money policies, and I'm sure there are some things that, you know, might be improved, or that's not my point. He didn't like my response. I didn't like what he was saying to me, and he kind of leant into me and then walked off. And it was such a 360 from, you know, how I felt all that morning. And I had to literally kind of shake it off in the car, because as I got in the car, I was like, you need to let go of this. That wasn't your energy. But actually it was, because what I realized was twofold. Number one, I also felt triggered by the conversation and somewhat defensive. And I had to examine, was I defensive about my position, or was I defensive because he started leaning into me energetically in a way that I didn't like? And then number two, what I realized was, he embodied Trump, which to me is a very wounded heart. And I'm not saying this guy is like him in that way, but in that moment he did, that goes into attack when he felt under attack himself or criticized by whatever it was I was saying that he didn't like. And so he pushed harder into me, which is what we see Trump do. If someone does or says something he doesn't like, he goes after them. So, you know, I was driving home and I was like, well, that's very interesting, isn't it? And, yeah, it just kind of hit me that whole power patriarchy thing that feels very old. As I was driving away, what I reminded myself was I don't owe this man anything and I don't need to be his friend. And it was like a revelation to me. Because in a way, we've slightly, me and the other friend who see him, we always slightly tolerate his dominance, I've noticed. She's a woman, and I, as a gay man, don't traditionally dominate over heterosexual dominating males. It's just like a tribal thing, I'm sure, and kind of a childhood thing. But I thought, Lee, you don't ever have to talk to that man again. And if he comes over to you again, and it was like a revelation. It was like, wow, would I do that in the gym when I see this guy every morning? It's like, yeah, you don't owe him anything. So it was interesting hearing you, Sandy. It just kind of reminded me of that. Even in small relationships that seem insignificant, or that don't seem like a big deal, you're allowed to have a boundary, not to attack the other person or judge the other person, but because that was kind of a breach of my energetic trust the other day. And the way he handled that situation is not the way that I would have handled the disagreement. So it was like, oh, you don't owe this man anything just because he kind of takes the lead and you've kind of allowed it.
And I think this is what's so amazing about this time. Sorry, Sandy. I think this is what's so amazing right here about this time too, Lee, because we're getting to notice these nuances. You know, we're getting to notice the nuances of, you know, when we would have retreated, when we would have felt disempowered, but not done anything about it in the past, or when we have, you know, felt like we had to disempower another in order to feel empowered ourselves. And I'm just watching this, and I think the nuances of it, like you were saying, I think the subtlety with which we're able to pick this up now is really redefining how each one of us wants to be in the world. It's like it's taking us right back to what is true for us? What's the bottom line? What do we actually believe in? You know, what matters in our lives? And I think that all of these little scenarios are playing it out. I mean, I know I got triggered the other day. Somebody, I was putting together a website page for a new collaboration, and I was going back and forth, and Robert, the head of the HeartMath that's we're doing this collaboration with, we were having a very nice exchange back and forth, and I sent him something, and he sent me something back, and he said, well, why don't you word it like this? Well, you know, I feel like we should word it like this. And that's all he had to say. You should say things this way instead of that way. And there was this huge trigger that came up. And then all of a sudden there was that watcher, that witness or something. I was like, whoa, so, you know, to almost talking myself back down. And when I finally talked myself down, what I noticed is I just replied back to him based on how it made me feel, how I actually get triggered by that and why I get triggered by that. The email that came back was so beautiful and so loving and so appreciative that we came up with different words and, you know, it moves on. But in the past, it's like that the trigger in itself would have stopped me, right? The trigger would have said, just be mad, just be angry, just, you know, push force back. And for whatever reason, that didn't happen this time. And it was like it gave me an opportunity to see that it can be different. I think that's something beautiful about this time where we're catching these nuances and knowing ourselves in new ways. Sorry, Sandy.
You are
go ahead.
True.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things, as you've both been speaking, telling your story, Lee, and listening to your interaction, Susie, and thinking about my one, is it's really not about the person. And, you know, I could have got really pissed off. In another time, I would have got really pissed off by what this person said. But what came out was so calm. And the thoughts around it afterwards was not being angry with her. It was, wow, I got an opportunity then to just draw a boundary calmly, step across it, and just, you know, deal with something that, you know, has been a little bit of a glitch for a while and move on and thank that person for giving me that opportunity. And the reason I'm smiling while I'm saying this, Susie, is you just said about doing something different. You know me, I'm always looking at the astrology. And I read something today that came in from Planet Waves, which is a fabulous, fabulous site for anybody who's interested in astrology. And Amanda Painter, who wrote this piece, started it by saying, remember that interstitial phrase from the old Monty Python TV show? And now for something completely different. Well, if that phrase has not popped into your head in the last couple of days, it may during the next few. And that's exactly what we're all experiencing, something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even an invitation to do things differently, or, you know, to take on whole new, I don't know, it's like different paths, different directions. I mean, I think that do something differently is coming up in all kinds of amazing ways.
Yeah. Well, you know that tomorrow, which is, it's already tomorrow for me, but not for you guys, we've got the new moon, and we've got the sun joining Venus and Mars in Virgo, and then we've got Juno following close behind. And, you know, that may not mean a lot to people, but it's a little bit of an unusual situation because we've got four planets in a sign where there hasn't been an awful lot of action for a while. And we just went through the same thing with Leo, but now it's Virgo. And that's going to bring a lightening up of the intensity that we've all been experiencing with this Pluto-Saturn conjunction that's making everything feel so chaotic. And the key words around this are some of the things that you've been talking about. You know, the overarching message appears to be one of integration. Integrating your inner feminine and masculine, your receptive and active sides, your yin and yang tendencies, and, you know, grounding. And one of the most important things is about being kinder to yourself and communicating with clarity and precision. Even if you're not communicating, just recognizing within yourself that you've got clarity around a situation. You know, I think it's all reflected in everything we've been talking about.
Yeah, all that integration and seeing these different aspects of ourselves. I mean, this is a topic that, of course, is near and dear to my heart. And and all of these different facets that are reflecting back to us, again, asking us what matters to us now. You know, how do we want to be now? How do we want to be in our power or feel empowered? Or how can we feel empowered now, you know, based on what we see every single day, the people we interact with? It's like they're just giving us these little tidbits, these little choice points. You know, do you like this? Do you like that? How is this part of you? Is that not part of you? Do you want that? Do you keep that? Do you throw it out? You know, it's like all of these different, dynamics are kind of dancing through our lives at such rapid speed right now that, anyway.
Yeah, I love that you said integration, Sandy, because that was the second keyword in my energy updates. The first one was authentic power and the second one was integration and just the importance of finding your own rhythm. But I just realized as we were talking, something just struck me. So I'm preparing to launch a podcast, which will come out in November, which is also videoed. And Sandy, you have already been a guest on one episode, and Susie, you will be a future guest. And last week, because I'm taping them in advance, I had the actress Piper Perabo in the studio, and she was great. And the thing I wanted to talk to Piper about was she has this 20-year history as an actress in movies. She was Golden Globe nominated for TV. But she has become a very visible figure of activism in the last couple of years. And she uses her Instagram to inspire people, especially women, to vote, to run for office, and to exercise their voice and their power. So I asked her in the course of the interview, I said, what's it like being an actress in Hollywood in the Me Too era? Because obviously the last couple of years, that's been huge. And she said a really interesting thing, because I just mentioned Weinstein, you know, who is kind of like the figurehead of that whole era in a way to most people. And she said, well, I was warned about Harvey 20 years ago. She said, I'd just come to Hollywood, I'd just done the movie Coyote Ugly, and I had several different professional people, agents, makeup and hair people, all specifically tell me, as an actress in my early 20s, I must never be alone in a hotel room with him. If he offers to buy me a drink, I must not accept it. I knew 20 years ago about that side of him. She said, so it's actually been horrifying but also heartening to see that come out and to learn the magnitude of what was going on, because you never really understood. But what struck me about that was it really fits with the energy of these times and kind of intuitive messages I've had from the Z's, where they say the stuff that's coming to the surface now has been here for a very long time. It's not that any of this is new. It's just the intensity of it is being felt by you as you release it and reckon with it as a society. And that to me was like one of those evidence moments of these messages that I've been hearing for 10, 15 years. And I was like, yeah, look at the kind of messiness of the healing, but for sure there's healing and there are layers coming off us. And it just kind of echoed in my ears as I was listening to you guys talking and thinking about, you know, the release of misuse and abuse of power at these times.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is interesting how, you know, things happen when it is their moment to happen. If this, you know, the Me Too had tried to happen 20 years ago, I don't think it would have gained the traction that it has. So there's always this divine timing in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you go even a little. I've been watching the Jeffrey Epstein case, mm-hmm. and I was meditating the other day, and frequently I'll hear, you know, put your awareness or put your attention here, you know, just, and for no other reason other than I assume just to add some energy to it, you know, to add some, and so I did, and it's just been fascinating there too, to just see that the depth of that corruption and that energy coming up. And it's have not heard about this as long as you have, Lee, by any stretch, but I remember at a live event back in October of 2016, I think it was, remember hearing the underworld has closed.
Yeah.
And now everything seeps up to the surface so that it can be seen. And so that it can be dealt with. And it wasn't, you know, of course, that's a collective underworld that's coming up to the surface, but it's also our own underworld,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, and again, back to, you know, how do we feel about power? How do we deal with power? How do we express ourselves in the world? What matters to us? What doesn't matter to us? All these things get viewed. And I mean, as you're watching the cesspool of the, you know, the Epstein case come to the surface and just how broad that experience is, I mean, it's really touching into every, politicians and, you know,
royalty.
Media, royalty. Oh, yeah, royalty. You know, so it's really everywhere. And I also find it really exciting that, for me anyway, working with so many parents of kids and, you know, that whole energy of innocence from children, you know, the innocence of children and also the wisdom of women. And, you know, that divine feminine energy, you know, I find it fascinating that part of all of us, regardless of what bodies we're in, that the innocence within us and that more intuitive feminine wisdom, awareness part of us, that can't be squelched anymore. You know, that can't be held down under. So that's amazing to me. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of that is being triggered as well by the Pluto-Saturn conjunction. You're listening to What Is Going On's monthly Synchronize Your Energy shows with me, Sandy Sedgbeer, energy guide, author, channeler and musician Lee Harris, and visionary speaker, author, telepathic communicator and multidimensional seer Susie Miller. We'll be back in a few moments.
The best of the holistic, spiritual and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Synchronize Your Energies. Well, Susie, with this pileup of planets in Virgo telling us, giving us this really strong message of integration, I think this is a perfect time for you to help us integrate.
Time to roll up your sleeves, Susie.
Yeah. This is where Lee and I get to sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, this is where we get to have a little semi-conscious nana nap.
All right, then. We'll see where we can go here. So, all right. So if everybody will just go ahead and take a deep breath, just bring yourselves right into your bodies, and let's make sure we're kind of collecting up all of our power and empowerment, right? All of our true power, everything that makes us a force to be reckoned with in this world, an expression and a support of collective human evolution, which is what we're all here for anyway, right? All right, so bringing all that back into the body. And the thing that's really what you all are showing me is this. There's a couple different things. One is there is this energy around comfort with being powerful. So every single one of us has come into this world with a very clear intention to be supportive of the collective, to be part of this human evolution. And we've all come from all kinds of different experiences, all kinds of different places and spaces, worlds even, to just have, to be a part of this dance. And so, but we also got imprinted quite a bit with a false power, with a patriarchal, masculine, false power, instead of, you know, what we're really here to do. And so, as what you're showing me right now is, as our conversation was moving tonight, it's like there's a little bit of an edginess between what we got imprinted with and this awareness within ourselves that yes, we are love, we are joy, we are power, empowerment. We are a gift, right, to this planet in all kinds of amazing ways. And so, hold on a second. Okay, so very deep within the collective psyche, we've all done our work. We've all paid attention to the pieces and places that trigger us, but deep down in the collective human psyche, we really are getting an opportunity to see where power is something that we actually require now. We actually require the power that we came here to be. We actually require the capacity to empower others. So let's go right into multidimensionally, just in our fields in general, all of that, those places and spaces where there are subtle and not so subtle rubs around the focus of power, being powerful, being who we truly are. Go ahead and pull all that energy up and out of our fields and place that in a sphere out in front of us. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and add a blue star into the center of that sphere and just spin out all that discord. Spin out the push and the pull, the fight between what was imprinted and what some aspect of us knows that we actually are, right? So we're spinning all that energy out of our fields multidimensionally. Get it to clear. And then we're going to compress and condense that energy back into that blue star. And we're going to return that to before we ever created it and implode it into billions of frequencies of light. Okay, so there's a bit of a fear program that's still underlying here. There's a bit of a fear program that says, you know, if you're powerful, if you're standing solidly in the light that you are, in the awareness that you are for yourself, that somehow you won't be loved, you won't be appreciated. And it's the difference between being loved and appreciated internally by yourself, for yourself, and the expectation that somebody may or may not love you, appreciate you externally. So we're in this really amazing pivot time right now where we're really having to go inside, regardless of what the outside says or does, and really learn to love and appreciate the awareness that we have for ourselves. So anywhere where there's any remaining fear around dipping inside, let's pull all of that up and out of our fields. Pull it up and out of our heart field. There's a lot of that kind of energy in our throats. There's a lot of that kind of energy back in behind in the occipital lobe and the way we perceive the world. Right? Pull all that energy up and out and place that in a sphere out in front of us. And we'll add a blue star to that as well. Again, that blue star is your totality. Your already wholeness is what's doing the work here. And spin that blue star out through that information that you placed in the sphere. Here we go. Keep going. Get it all the way clear. And then compress and condense that back into that blue star. And we're going to take that blue star and we're going to drop it right into the center of our hearts and implode that into billions of frequencies of light into a field out and around us. All right. Did a nice deep inhale and exhale, everybody. All right. So what's happening now, naturally and organically, again, there's a remembrance of the light that we actually came here to be, of the love that we came here to be, the joy that we came here to express. And as we were talking earlier, we are hearing that we've been renegotiating what stays and what goes right now. People, places, things, thoughts, ideas, right? So this, naturally and organically, this light, this love, this joy, this truth that you actually are, is layering itself back into our fields. It's getting our attention. It's asking for our attention point. So those are great questions. What is our truth for ourselves, right? What brings us joy? Where do we feel love, appreciation? There we go. All right. So what's happening is, if you can imagine that we're each a sphere, I always see people as a sphere of multiple aspects of self. And it's like this energy is coming out from the outer edges of the sphere, and it's drawing itself closer and closer into the physical body, closer into the heart, into the cells. It's like a remembrance is happening. There's a remembering, a realizing, seeing with real eyes the gift and the grace that you came here to be, and giving yourself permission to reorganize the way you interact in the world based on that information. Yeah. Okay, kiramatirisum. Nice deep inhale and exhale again. All right, one more piece here. It's so interesting. The visual is amazing right now. There's like this shimmer, is the best way I can describe it. It's like the light energy from inside the cellular memory. It's like if we all get buried by all kinds of different imprinting, right? And just like we were talking about how the innocence within us can no longer be stifled, the intuitive nature of us can no longer be stifled. We can no longer move from, I'm going to say, forced action. We're moving now from intuitive action. So the masculine, the feminine, the child, that triad, it's like that whole triad is starting to shimmer right now. It's emerging. And it's not coming in from somewhere else. It's what we've always been. It's just emerging as that truth. And it's literally shimmering through the fields. So let's make that really matter. Let's make that just that much stronger. Here we go. Nice deep inhale and exhale. So masculine, feminine, child, joy, truth, love. Letting those be triads in your field. Energetic imprints in your field. There we go. Beautiful. All right. Nice deep inhale and exhale, everybody. And if you drifted out a little bit, let's just bring ourselves right back. Bring ourselves back to that balance, masculine and feminine, innocence, love, joy, truth. Yep. There we go. Start wiggling our fingers and toes. Stretching arms and legs. Here we go. And when you're ready, just right back. Open your eyes if they were closed. Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. You know, the things that you were saying there, they are, again, so in tune with everything that we're being called on. And, you know, the astrology is just a great reminder to us. I just want to remind people, one of the pieces that Amanda Painter said at the end of the update that she gave is, yeah, tomorrow we've got the new moon in Virgo, and the sun is there, conjunct the moon, it's joining Venus and Mars. And then tomorrow evening we've got Juno following behind, and Juno is here to remind us that our first relationship is with ourselves. It's the relationship on which all others are based, because we wouldn't have relationships if we didn't exist. And she says that the challenge of integrating all of this is the very basis of our primary relationship with ourselves. So just, you know, whatever that means to you, take it on board and remember that as you go through this month. We're almost finished now, almost out of time. Lee, anything that you want to add?
No, beautiful process. Thank you, Susie. And no, just lovely to be with you guys. And to anyone out there who thought they were going crazy, don't worry, we're not, we're just changing.
Yeah, we're turning into butterflies. Susie, yes. any parting words?
No, just that I love what you just said about the astrology, because it literally, the fields of everybody listening in, timeless, anybody, it literally was this shimmer from the inside out. So it felt like we really grabbed hold of that piece of ourselves. So I'm excited to see what the new moon brings.
Yeah, me too. Well, thanks both of you for being here tonight. And don't forget, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this month's show. You can write to us, careofsandy.sandysedgbeershow@gmail.com. You can check out Lee and Susie's bodies of work at leeharrisenergy.com and susiemiller.com. I'll be back next week with another edition of What Is Going On. Until then, it's goodbye from me, Sandy Sedgbeer.
Goodbye from me, Lee Harris.
And goodbye from me, Susie Miller.